I'm Chris Thiele, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your gateway to news and classical music from Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bridget, and I am 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Bridget, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have a new Quizlet coming up after the music today. This week, we're going to the opera, and this is going to be neat because we're going to an opera that many people have never seen or even heard of. It's an opera by Scott Joplin, famous for ragtime, called Treemonisha. First, let's talk about our composer, Scott Joplin. He was born in Northeast Texas somewhere between July and January of 1867 and 1868. Eventually, he became a pioneer of ragtime music along with his friend Tom Turpin. To learn more about that, you can listen to Ragtime Week at kidscommute.org. Here's a little bit of one of the earliest pieces by Scott Joplin. This is called A Picture of Her Face, which he published in 1895. He went on to publish over 40 piano rags before starting to work on this opera, Treemonisha. So let's talk about the story of our really cool opera. It's set in a community of sharecroppers in a dense forest somewhere in Arkansas. The year is 1884, and the people in our community are very superstitious. They believe in conjuring, which is magic. The community leaders are Ned and Monisha, who are married but weren't able to have any children of their own. But they found a baby girl underneath a tree outside their home. And so they named her Treemonisha. Now, the bad guys in our story are named Zodzetrik, Lodod, and Simon. They're very old, and they earn their living by scamming the members of the community using superstition to trick them into buying lucky rabbit's feet and bags of luck. Have you never heard of a bag of luck? That's because there's no such thing. So at the start of the opera, Treemonisha's 18. She's just started on her career as a teacher and leader. And now, Zodzetrik, who's the leader of the conjurers, is trying to sell her mother a bag of luck. Before he gets chased off by Ned, Treemonisha confronts him and says, "I know that bag is a fake." Well, he doesn't like that. He tells Treemonisha she should watch out, because he'll send bad luck after her. Let's listen to him tell us about his bag of luck. This is performed by the Houston Grand Opera and Chorus, led by Günther Schuller.
I wanna sell to you this bag of luck. Your enemies it will keep away. Over your front door you can hang it, and good luck will come each day.
Will it drive away the blues and stop it from drinking booze?
It will drive the blues, I'm thinking, and we'll stop Ned from booze drinking.
That you's not going to buy, as I know the price is high.
I must tell you plain and bold, it is worth its weight in gold.
This year bag will heaps of luck bring. We need here just this kind of thing.
You shall not buy that bag, 'cause I don't want it here. Nor for that thing we've had, 'twill do us harm, I fear. Look here, man. To me, tell me, who are you?
Zodzetrik, I am the Goofadus man, and as king of Goofadus land, strange things appear when I sense he who
gone with your story. I can't stay all day.
That was Bag of Luck from Scott Joplin's opera, Trimonisha. Ben Harney played our tricky conjurer, Zodzatrick. Carmen Balthrop is the super smart Trimonisha. Her parents are Betty Allen and Willard White. Gunther Schuller conducted the Houston Grand Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Next up in our opera, Trimonisha is in trouble and nobody knows what to do. We're going to find out what kind of trouble she is in tomorrow. Okay, now, kids commuters, it is time to start our new Quizlet for the week. Before we do that, I want to quickly note a nod and a shout out to Dorothy and Parker from Memphis, Tennessee. They got the correct answer in for last week's Quizlet, but we did not see it in time. I want to let you know about something, kids commuters. If you want to send us an attachment, a picture, something like that, then you need to send your message to our email address, which is kidscommute@interlochen.com. Our text line for the Quizlet does not accept pictures or attachments. So if you send me a picture, we won't see it there. So that is what happened there. Again, send us pictures to kidscommute@interlochen.org. Now, let's do this Quizlet. We will ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize envelope. We'll give you a shout out on the air. And we will enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, which is 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Okay, here's the question. What lady stood up for civil rights by sitting down? Do you know the answer? Send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you don't know yet, don't worry. We will have some helpful hints coming your way throughout the week. But again, our number, 231-237-7482. That's it for day one of Treemonisha Week. Let's see what happens to her tomorrow. That's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Happy Monday.
Interlochen Public Radio.